Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka B Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Hey, good people, what's up and what's happening? It's your girl, Jay Baby, your favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast with the RAI Radio Network. Y'all know the one that hosts over 100,000 monthly network visitors, with 14 VRT churches radio station and 25 of the most best independent artists charting nationally across 150 independent charts. Baby, we don't do nothing small around here. And today, my people, today, we got the big dog himself in the building, Mad Dog Baby. What's good with you, Poppy? Yo, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. We got Mad Dog in the building. What it do? Well, while we trying to get my boy on the line, let me tell y'all, he got this joint out that I know y'all going to be feeling. You know what I'm saying? His beat selection is unheard of. So every joint that he got that heat behind it. You feel me? Now, this joint right here is called Day 23, and I believe we got my guy on the line. Mad Dog, is you with me, baby?
Hello. You hear me?
Yo, what's good with you?
What's up? How you doing? How you?
I'm doing good. It's a little hot out here, but I ain't complaining, baby. I ain't complaining. Well, at least we ain't got no snow, you dig?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Now, for my people that don't know who you are and what you do, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and talk to them about your joint, Day 23.
Alright, so basically, as an artist myself, it's like when I first started, like actually going to the studio, because I've been writing all my life, but going into the studio probably started like late 2016. So I kept going to the studio just to try to record as many songs as I could. And then as I'm recording songs, like things in my life and everything started catching up with me. So then, that's how Day 23 got created. It was basically like a diary type story type. Like, that's why it's his name, Day 23 type stuff. You get what I'm saying? Like,
no,
it's basically, huh? What would you say?
Okay. You know what I'm saying? I actually got a chance to listen to a couple of your joints, and I must say, my guy, behind the lyrics, you know what I'm saying? You got some heat behind your lyrics because that beat, your beat selection is unheard of. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah, most YouTube Jones. Most of them Jones, YouTube Jones. I'm paying for my Jones now, though, as you see.
Okay, KK. I'm loving that. You know what I'm saying? Because I definitely was feeling the beat on that Chapa. And I was loving to be on that knee, the angel. You definitely know how to pick them. I must say that.
Yeah, those, to be honest, like, those throwaway songs from mine, those throwaway songs. Like, those all old songs that I had. But the one that's on Apple Music and everything, yeah, I like them way more.
Okay, KK. Well, don't never throw them away, baby, because what's old to you is new to us. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. But it's saying, like, those songs, like, when I'm just now getting to the studio, you know, so it's like me getting the feel, like, you know what I'm saying? I like, see, like me, I'm kind of like, I'm close to perfectionist. I don't like putting everything out if I feel like it's not right, you know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody looking at my music like it's terrible, so they ain't going to hurt. I want to, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to have myself as the best it could be, and then I'll put it out.
I hear that. Now, talk to me about this Ghetto Dreams. I know I saw it, you know, pop up on the Instagram, and then I saw it pop up in the Instagram with the, you know what I'm saying, with the visuals behind the picture. That was dope. But go ahead and talk to me about that real quick.
Yeah, like I was saying, like when I'm in the stool, like when I freaking got in the stool, all I was doing was just recording songs and ask things, started hiding my life, things like that, things I was going through. Even in past things, I try to put them aside. So, basically, Ghetto Dreams is just like me dream. Like, I'm like, all my life I've been living in the ghetto. So, and then it's a dream that I'm trying to become of it by trying, like, it's a dream that I'm chasing, like, as hence Ghetto Dreams. So basically, all Ghetto Dreams is me telling my story on everything that I've been, everything I've been through, all the past situations, all that, to be honest, whole time. So, and I'm grateful for those past experiences anyway. It helped me be better. Help me learn how to handle situations better. It got me through a lot of tough times. So I even listen to my own things to even help me. I even listen to my own album to help me get through everyday struggle and everything.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It definitely takes the right type of person to turn that everyday situation that all of us have been through and turn it into something that actually people want to listen to. It is not easy by any means, because you know what I'm saying? People like to hear, you know, these people out here that's not really talking about much. So it's hard for them to get you, you know, for you to get them on a lyrical level, you know what I mean? But it's definitely worth it when you do get them joints that people are rocking with. It definitely helps when you know how to pick your beats, you know what I'm saying, and put it all together. So hats off to you, my man, for even taking that step to even put that stuff together so other cats can be filling you, you know what I'm saying, on some everyday.
Exactly. I just be trying to get people my side of the story. I be trying to let people feel my pain, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's
real
already
talk. Real talk.
Like, it's already.
Now, I was listening.
So,
I was listening to your flow, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I want to know, who inspired you? Like, who were some people that you took a look at when you was young, or people in your family? You know, who inspired your flow and the way you do your thing?
Alright, so originally, it's part of Tupac and part of Eminem. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, my childhood, the lyrical part was kind of on Eminem, like the flow in the local pop was kind of on the Eminem side, and the pain and struggle pop was on the Tupac side. You get what I'm saying? I looked at the both of them, so I was just trying to go my own flow. Like, I just like, dang, that's how I got really made my music. Like, that's how I really got made my music. I got to make people like, yeah, but then again, when I go through things, I just write. So, and then,
right,
because I find a beat, then I write to the beat. That's why I was just being on YouTube all day looking for beats. I'm going through some. So basically, Tupac and Eminem inspired me, to be honest.
Okay, I'm feeling that, you know what I'm saying? Because those are definitely some people that definitely know how to put their words into some street poetry. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So everybody can feel it. Now, like, what are some of the things that you got coming up that we should be looking out for? Because we want to know about the shows. We want to know about the videos, the photo shoots. Like, tell us what you got coming up for us.
Oh, no doubt. I've been working on some unreleased stuff and features. I got a feature with my blood cousin. Shout out to Chief Kyle. So yeah, I'm waiting on him to drop that song right there. It's on called Tams. I'm on that joint with him. Then I got a new single that I know that's gonna be rocking. It's just a cranking joint. It's gonna be called Taliban. I plan on trying to get a music video for that joint and all that. You know what I'm saying? And whole time, I don't know if I should make a Ghetto Dream too soon or just a straight cranking tape. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. Now, who are some people that, like,
oh,
you
go
got
ahead,
people
go
that's rocking with you on the upcoming stuff?
Yeah, I got plenty of people rocking me on the upcoming.
Okay.
It's
okay. Now,
yeah, some people. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Now, like, I want to know, is there anybody, you know what I'm saying, that's in your city that's doing it big now that we need to be, you know what I'm saying, listening out for, that's already just doing their thing? Because, you know what I'm saying, if it is, we want to show them love or even rock with you.
There's a lot of people doing it big in my city, to be honest. Okay. Like, a lot of people in my city, because I'm from D.C., and there's a lot of people doing it big in the DMV area, like, all the time. Even they unknown, like, even they in the same boat as me, because I'm unknown. So I'm just trying to grow my fan base bigger as they go by. That's it.
I hear you. I hear you. Because you know what? Ain't no shame in being underground. You feel me? No shame at all. My dude, Benny Siegel, been underground, and he's still making his money. You know what I'm saying? Jadakiss had his time on top to shine, you know what I'm saying? But he's still doing a lot underground. So ain't nothing wrong with right. being underground, you know what I'm saying? You become the people's champion that way. You feel me?
Yeah, exactly.
So don't ever say you ain't known, because cats do know you, especially when you're putting your best foot forward. You know what I'm saying? They're always looking for you. You
yeah.
feel me? So I'm pretty sure you ain't unknown.
Shit, I just be trying to be humble. You know? So I be trying to keep that type of composure with me to, like, stay consistent. You know what I'm saying? I be trying, because I push myself a lot, so I don't be trying to get too excited about certain stuff. I know it's going on.
No, I
think. Yeah, I don't look forward to a lot of things, so I be trying to keep everything like in the moment. I don't be trying to overthink nothing. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I be trying to keep everything.
I definitely feel it.
Yeah, that's
no doubt, no
so
doubt.
Strong.
I'm feeling that.
Yeah, that's probably why my music is so strong. I realized bottle up all my emotion all the time, so. When I hop in the stool, then that's when all that shit literally just comes out. Cause I don't have communication skills, to be honest. If that's hard to believe, like, I don't like talking about my problems to other people, cause I don't want that to be a burden on them. That's why I look at music as an outlet, to be honest.
No, I feel you. I feel you. It's definitely a good thing when you can be humble, but you got to give yourself some small victories. And if it's a win and you got that track and you got that heat, treat it as such. Don't downplay yourself, my dude. Never, ever do that. You know what I'm saying? And for my people out there, y'all want to find where my boy is at, check him out on that twitter.com/AYEESKIPPS and slide on over to that Instagram and check him out at AYEESKIPPS. You know what I'm saying? Get at my boy on SoundCloud as Mad Dog 202. You feel me? MADDAWG 202. Get at him. Now, are you looking for more collaborations on your upcoming joint? Are you looking for beat makers? Because there's a lot of cats that listen for a lot of different reasons. You know what I mean? And if they like what you do, we want to know if you're trying to work.
Shit. As of right now, I ain't looking for, like, too many features. It's like I got to get myself, right, certified, like, do any type of features. Because I don't want to waste nobody's time. I got a lot of written stuff on my phone and I ain't even record yet. I be trying to get all my stuff out the way before I hop on anybody else's beat, and I don't even want to slump. And then again, I got a couple niggas that be making my beats. I got a couple niggas that make beats for me, and I could, like, I got them jumps in the cut of my phone also, and I'm still writing too.
Okay. All right, well, I'm feeling that, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times you do just need to be you so people can feel you and not everything else, you feel me? So I'm definitely feeling that, you know what I'm saying? For my people out there, make sure you're checking my boy Mad Dog out, baby. You know, he's doing his thing. Give him a chance. Make sure you're checking him out on all social media handles, you feel me? And my dude, I'm a small fish in a big pond, and after this, back to the regularly scheduled program. So I want to go ahead and give you a chance to give you a shout-out so we can still shout out the same people and give them the love that they give you.
You said give the people a shout-out?
Yes, sir.
Shit. Shout-out my blood, Chica. Man, shout-out all... Shout out to the engineers that recorded all myself. Los at Soundgate. Shout out to my man Ron that's recording me right now at Night Sky. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all, everybody that's behind me, all my men, OZMM. OZMM, to be touching them. You already know what it is. Real for real. Like, even they
okay,
got my
okay,
biggest
okay.
Shout out to my man, Dying. My man being the cut with it. He trying to get his life right. He doing good. He back on his music shit. It don't even matter. You know, because we both, like, me and him, we started trying. Like, that's how I met him through rapping, to be honest. Like, in high school, real live battle genre. Like, real live just battle genre. And, yeah, that's how we got that friendship, to be honest. Man, we going to get
okay,
gonna
KK.
Get it.
I'm feeling that.
Hey.
Yo, shout out to all my dude Mad Dog people.
Hola.
Straight up. Straight up, shout out to all my boy Mad Dog people. Y'all already know your girl is there only gets a little bit of time to promote, you know what I'm saying, to introduce some new talent to you. So make sure you're checking out Mad Dog. I want to thank you, Mad Dog, for blessing me. You know what I'm saying? We're going to catch
no
you
problem.
On the flip side, get you in here one more
thank
time to talk to your girl. No doubt, no doubt. For the rest of my listeners, y'all already know what it is. I'm going to catch y'all on the flip side. So now we're going to say deuces and we out.
I'm gone.